On 22nd of December 2016, WHO Libya shipped HIV medicines to Benghazi. Urgent response was based on a health authority's request that HIV patients are dying because of the unavailability of the HIV medicines. This shipment will cover the acute needs for 3 months. After 3 months, more children, adolescents, and female may suffer because of unavailability of that medicine. In 2016, about 10 adolescents aged 18 to 19, including 4 female, died alone in Benghazi Center for Infection Disease because of the unavailability of those medicines.
So in Libya, much like many other nations in North Africa or in the Middle East, cultural barriers could be a hindrance. What does WHO do about that?
On the World AIDS Day, 1st of December 2016, WHO country office has adopted the theme for this year to end stigma and discrimination in the healthcare setting. And the national HIV team in Libya has worked on forming a national committee. This national committee has a subgroup who worked on legal aspects for the rights of the people living with HIV, social mobilization and access to the service, and more. Further activity will be addressed to strengthen the surveillance and the self-testing in the health service providing centers.